food news.
Welcome back to the show. It is The Ticket. We're talking food with Monica from Do in Dubai. We're going to be talking more shortly. But first, Mark managed to catch up with the chef at Emirates Palace on something they're doing next week. Very exciting. It's called Flavours of the Palace.
Well, coming up on the 21st of October, there's going to be a lot of flavours in Abu Dhabi at the Palace, I can tell you. And I'm talking about Emirates Palace, the incredible hotel there. And certainly something very special going to be coming up when it comes to food. To tell us more, we have Carmine Acorero, who's the executive sous chef. Carmine, tell us a bit more about what's going to be happening there on the 21st.
So on the evening of the 21st of October, we are having our inaugural Flavours of the Palace, which is an event which we've come up with to promote our outlets.
Yeah.
And really just to bring the outlets of the palace to our guests. Just to give them a little bit of a taste of what our outlets produce each and every single day here.
This is going to be a flavour, really, of all the different restaurants that you have. Just go through some of the actual restaurants that will be involved in this and what kind of cuisine they're going to be showcasing.
So on the event, we'll have 8 of our outlets represented. Our first outlet is our barbecue, Al Kasar, which is our barbecue restaurant on the beach.
Yep.
So again, there we'll be offering barbecue classics, such as barbecue brochettes, which will be cooked on a grill,
mm-hmm.
or for our guests to taste. We'll have our mezlai, which is our Emirati restaurant, and Chef Ali and his team will be cooking some classics from the menu, which is shrimp hamsat. We'll also be offering mezzaluna, which is our Italian restaurant. Chef Roshan and his team will be preparing pakri, which is one of the signature dishes off the menu. We'll have lavendom, which are all-day dining. From Hakkasan, Chef Lee and his team will be offering, one of their signature dishes, which is their Peking duck roll with beluga caviar and leeks. And then we'll be having a pastry counter with Chef Alex. He will be giving some traditional desserts as well. So we'll have a counter there for people who have a sweet tooth. We'll be catering for them as well.
So it's a real kind of snapshot, isn't it, of the whole cuisine kind of scene at the Emirates Palace Hotel.
Yes.
Just give us the timings, where exactly it's going to be happening and what the cost of attending is.
So the evening will start at 7 p.m. and it'll run through till about 11 p.m.
Okay.
It's obviously a coupon event. So when the guests arrive, they'll need to buy a book of coupons, which is 150 dirhams. This will, each book will have 15 coupons of 10 dirhams inside the booklet.
Right.
And the guests can then walk from station to station, savouring small bites from each station.
And this is going to be going on in the West Wing, I understand, yeah?
Yes, the West Wing gazebo on the grounds of the Emirates Palace. It's going to be an outdoor event. We'll also have some entertainment. And we've also, this year, we'll also be doing a chef's live cooking atrium, in which every 15 minutes one of our chefs will be going up on stage and cooking one of their signature dishes.
Sounds like a wonderful wonderful evening, the 21st of October, Emirates Palace, the flavours of the palace. I can almost taste them already.
It does sound quite good, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Back to Monica, doindubai.com. And Monica, where are we going next with foodie news?
Okay, well, Steph, I ask both of you, how would you decide what top seafood restaurant to choose in Dubai? If you think sort of price is roughly similar, how would you choose seafood?
I like, I don't know, I've just got a favourite and it's been here forever.
Oh, yes.
And it's the fish market at the old
in
Sheraton.
Karama site?
No, and the original Sheraton Hotel, which was on the creek.
Okay.
Intercontinental. Intercontinental
right.
Hotel
right.
on the creek, and it looks over the creek.
Okay.
And it's one of these, you get your basket and get all your fish and away
right.
you go.
A yeah. little bit more stylish than that, a bit more romantic, a bit more of an occasion type.
I was going to say the little hut on the beach in Jumeirah. You know, the really old one.
Okay, no, we're sort of going lower, yeah.
We're very poor, Mark and I.
I don't know, is it because of the size of the fish in the tank? Is that what you'd choose?
No.
Burj Al Arab?
Maybe Burj Al Arab, yes. Well, they're not the two that I'm going to talk about. So two that I've experienced recently, one is a restaurant called Sifu, which is the seafood restaurant at the Four Seasons Hotel. And the reason that I mention it is they're starting again this Saturday, from sort of early evening, a barbecue. So the weather's getting a little bit better, so you could go along and they've got a choice of fish. You go up there, you choose your sort of fish. They've got lovely oysters to start with. And again, it's about 295 dirhams. It includes two non-alcoholic beverages. But they've also got new, now I haven't seen this yet, but I'm going, I think this Saturday, seating that's right on the beach. So you can actually go casual, even though it's a very smart place, walk along the sand and go to different stations, pick up an oyster, have a drink, sit on the beach.
Mm.
If you're taking visitors, I think that's a really nice sort of thing. You're not just sitting in an enclosed restaurant, maybe in a view of Sheikh Zayed Road or whatever, but you're getting a lot more atmosphere than just the food. And what I have done is I've eaten dinner there a little while ago. And I mean, one way I think to choose what sort of restaurant you go to is just to see what the chef is like and where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try and talk to the chef. So the chef here is a French Vietnamese guy called Pierre Barusta. And I spoke to him and I sort of said to him, well, what do you feel are the challenges of cooking at Sifu in Dubai? And he said very, very candidly, you know, my challenge is to reach the standards of what Four Seasons visitors, guests, diners would expect. And I thought, okay, you know, it's very, very interesting. So he takes his craft very, very seriously. And I highly recommend it for a sort of special romantic evening out. It's only about 50 seats inside, probably about 50 outside again. If you need a sort of romantic kind of occasion restaurant, then this is it. There is, I'm not kidding, an orchid fountain in the middle. You know, you may have heard of chocolate fountain, but this beautiful, I loved it.
You can't eat them though, right?
You can't eat the orchids, no, but you can eat with your eyes, as they say.
I don't know if it beats a chocolate fountain then.
Well, in my view, it would. And so all his food is sort of French with a bit of a Vietnamese French twist. You can have sushi as well. We had some very good soft shell crab. He does something called a lobster macaroni that also I highly recommend. Really, really like the food. Service was very attentive as well. And as I said, they've got the barbecue that's coming this Saturday. So look at the chef.
And you said
see if you
two?
Like that sort of thing. The second one is Catch. Now, if you look at the chef at Catch, a completely different sort of guy, a big guy. His name is Bobby Griffin. And I went along to a cookery class, actually, that that they're doing. It's on crab cookery. He's it's a very an American guy from Texas. So I think Mark's got a little bit of a snippet
let's
of
have a listen to
what he had to say about his cookery
chef
class.
Chef Bobby.
Ingredients again? Aioli?
Garlic aioli, whole grain mustard, and creme fraiche.
Garlic aioli, whole grain mustard, creme fraiche.
And again, like I said, I like to do things that you can do at home, so this is available at Waitrose. Also available at Waitrose, and we made this. So the cool thing about our crab cakes that we serve here, truly there's really no filler at all. And you get a 100% crab cake. Extremely edible, meaning they're not spicy, except like one out of every five will just really bite you. But great flavor. So we have these as a bar snack on the menu, and we tempura fry them and just serve them whole. But they're pretty awesome.
Had me at tempura.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, they are pretty awesome by the sounds of it.
So it sounds like
what do they taste like?
They taste delicious. I love the bar snacks at Catch, really nice. But what I'm trying to say is if you like your seafood American with a bit of an Asian twist, big portions. So he does this Maryland crab cake, which is what he was talking about in the clip there. And he'll add little things to it like these little chili threads because his sous chef is a Korean. But he'll also add a sort of slab of raw tuna on the top. Now, I don't know if that's to everybody's taste, but that is his take on it. He also lived in Japan for a little while as well. So he's sort of trying
like
to blend.
Like his signature, is it?
I think so. And his dishes are called things like crab and slaw, or I think it's crab and slab, crab and slab, I think. So it's a big portion of coleslaw, three massive, great big crab's legs. So he does things in sort of large, big portions, American style. So you'll have things like macaroni cheese on the menu.
Yeah.
But remember, price is still the same. So you need to be quite clear about what it is that you want in terms of your big seafood night out. Very nice, buzzy atmosphere, lovely beverages as well, very good bar snacks, as he was talking about there. But I mean, sort of desserts are things like you won't get a Belgian chocolate tart. You'll get s'mores chocolate pizza. So
interesting.
We ordered two people. We ordered. There was probably enough for six people there, I'd say. We took a lot home. So look at the menu. Look at what you like and decide. Do you want sort of lots of ambiance in terms of like going out in front of the sea, French type stuff, slightly more sophisticated, or do you want a buzzy bit of New York and Dubai? So, have a look.
Yeah, it sounds great. And you were talking there just about being out with guests and having beautiful views. I went to the Dow and Anchor for breakfast, which I know you'll know because it's an old expat hangout.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Hadn't been for ages. They've refurbed it, done it up a bit. And the view, I sat outside under the Burj Al Arab. It's amazing.
Yes,
so if you have
is.
Guests, that's another good breakfast spot.
Yeah. That's just about a wrap then for Monica's food news this week. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Don't forget the recipe for the energy balls. If you like them, is on the blog. And also you've got the chance to win the pizza and the Calabrian hot chili as well on the blog.
Excellent.